A mouse deer was sniffing on an orchid when he was pounced on by a tiger who said, "I'm going to have you for my breakfast." And the mouse deer said, "Oh, you can't do that because I'm looking after the king's pudding." "The king's pudding?" The tiger looked down, and there on the ground was a round brown thing. "Goodness me, do you think the king would let me have a lick of it?" The tiger said to the mouse deer, "Oh, no, 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 no. Couldn't do that. I mean, it is the king's pudding and I'm looking after it. Mind you, if I didn't see you having a lick of the pudding, then I wouldn't know then, would I?" "That's a good idea," said the tiger. "Well, you go and hide behind that bush there and I'll have a lick." And of course, when the little mouse deer got behind the bush, off he went. Meanwhile, the tiger had a lick at the pudding. Mud! "Oh, I'll get that mouse deer." And off he went, tracing the track of the little deer through the jungle. Meanwhile, the little mouse deer was sniffing in another orchid. "Oh, this is lovely." "Wow!" Grabbed from behind by the tiger. "I'm going to have you for my lunch," said the tiger. "Oh, no, I'm sorry, but you can't do that. I'm looking after the king's drum." "The king's drum? I've heard this. Oh!" Tiger said, looking up into a tree. "That's a nice drum." "Yes," said the mouse deer, "and I'm looking after it for the king. Do you think I could have a beat on it?" "Oh, absolutely not. No, 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 no way. King would turn you into a rug." "Mind you," said the little mouse deer, "if I didn't hear you, I mean, if I was on the other side of the jungle and I didn't hear you, then that would be all right." "Oh, that's a good idea," said the tiger. "Well, off you go." And the tiger then went up and whacked the drum, at which point all the bees came out of the hive and chased the tiger into the river. And it sat at the bottom of the river, planning revenge on the little mouse deer. And of course, later on, when the little mouse deer was busy sniffing on a little orchid, out of nowhere again came the tiger. "This time I'm going to have you for my supper. Definitely, I'm just going to bite you in one go." "Oh, no, you can't do that," said the little mouse deer. "I'm looking after the king's belt." "Ah, you can't. Oh, yes," said the tiger, looking down at the lovely belt on the ground. "Do you think the king would let me wear that?" "Oh, no. King would turn us both into rugs. Mind you, if I didn't see you, that would probably be all right." "I think I've heard that before," said the tiger. "No tricks now, or I'll really have you." And off went the little mouse deer, as fast as it could, through the jungle and over the hills and far away. Meanwhile, the tiger picked up the belt, put it round his waist, and while he was attempting to tie this beautiful belt round his waist, at which point the snake woke up and bit the tiger. And he never, ever chased the little mouse deer again.